but it's shaped by those who guide us. Take us in, come beside us, for no matter how much we have.
New music by Galen Lee is called Dark Delight and Dark Again. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show. We are excited because we get a chance to talk to Galen Lee again. She's a Minnesota singer-songwriter and performer, violinist. She's one of the featured performers at this Saturday's 10th annual Earthfest in Mountain Iron. She's also giving a talk. It's called The ABCs of Disability, Raising Awareness, Eliminating Barriers, and Shaping Culture. Galen Lee is back with us. Morning, Galen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for being with us. Now, are you the stereotypical musician who doesn't like to get up early?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Good. But that's okay. I'm excited for Earthfest, so I'm glad you wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm very excited. So you're going to be performing. People will get that treat. But you're also talking about, your talk is called The ABCs of Disability, Raising Awareness, Eliminating Barriers, and Shaping Culture. Big stuff there. So I wonder if we can just kind of start with raising awareness, as if you're not busy enough that you are also raising awareness. So what do you think that means? What does it mean to you?
Well, to me, I think it's helpful to get different perspectives on disability, like especially from people with disabilities, because the way we see it, so often portrayed just isn't positive. And so I like to talk about, for me, disability awareness is just kind of having a realistic picture. Like, there, it's not a negative thing necessarily. It's just the way that you were born, and seeing it through that lens. And then raising awareness just that there's a lot of people with disabilities in America. Like, it's almost 20% of the population as some sort of disability. And so just kind of like talking about, but like not seeing it as like a us against them kind of thing, that we all have the possibility of developing a disability at some point, and we all know someone probably with a disability. So it's just something that to bring into our consciousness, I guess. So, that's what I mean by raising awareness.
So how are people's views on people with disability? Are we getting better?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think every time people hear about it and they're open to learning, it does get better. To be honest, I think that there is still so much negativity or pity around disability still, that I think that that's a big reason I do talks like this, is because I really think it needs to change. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you sense people are afraid to talk about disability?
My dog is licking me. Hold on a second. He's like, no. Claire, go away. So, I don't.
And oh my gosh. Tickling you, too.
This moment. I know, I was like, what in the world? So, I think that maybe people, I mean, everybody's so different, right? We're all coming from really different places. I think some people are afraid to talk about it, and some people are afraid to offend. And then some people, it really is a thing where, you know, people are still making jokes that they wouldn't make about other people about disability. You know what I mean? Like, it's a really wide gamut of perceptions, and that's why I think it's really important to talk about it, just so that people realize that it's not like something that you just joke about. It's like a real group of people that, you know, are just as valuable as any other group of people, you know?
Right. And just as talented, just as funny. They have dogs who lick them while they're in conversations.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on?
The world would be a better place if we all were like dogs. We don't judge. We just live.
Yeah, it's true, actually. And then if we also valued equality, and that's sort of like the next part of it is the eliminating barriers. And so as much as we've made progress in the last 100 years, there are still a lot of barriers facing people with disabilities that aren't facing other groups, like just access barriers and stereotypes that, you know, other people don't have to deal with, and lots of things, actually. So that's like the next part of the talk is just kind of raising awareness about those, like the things that are still keeping us from living equal lives. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And so, Galen, there's been in Grand Rapids specifically that I'm aware of, there's a woman who is in a wheelchair, and she has been fighting hard to get just a simple thing that we all take for granted is like the curbs, so that people in wheelchairs can go up a curb without just having to, you know, work extremely hard to get up a curb. And we take little things like that for granted, and those are very important things.
Yeah, and it's something, exactly. And the whole idea of speaking about it is I think when people are made aware of it, I would hope that they realize that that's a big deal, right? But a lot of times I feel like people don't even think about it. You know, I'll say, does your house have any steps? And they'll say, well, no, it's only got one tiny step. And then they text me back later and they're like, oh, it actually has three. I just never noticed before. You know what I mean? And so I think we don't really even notice all the barriers around us. We aren't living with them every day unless you have a disability or like a close family member or something.
Well, and there are some laws that, you know, require businesses to do certain things, but I wish they were asking more questions than just the small compliance with the law, because it also doesn't fit every person who has a disability.
Yeah, well, I mean, my biggest thing with that is I think a lot of businesses don't comply with that law, unfortunately. And you're right, it's not one size fit all, but truly, you know, there's so many places I can think of where they just haven't made any changes in the last 20 years to their business. It just still is inaccessible, even though theoretically, legally, it's supposed to be accessible by now. Mm-hmm. It's not talking about it to be angry. It really does impact people. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. if that lady can't get up a curb, that means she's probably walking or rolling her chair down in the street, which is way more dangerous. And in the winter, even harder. You know what I mean? So it's something that actually matters. It's not just a matter of caring about a law just for the sake of caring about a law. It actually has real life implications. It can be pretty big.
And we're talking about Myrna, who lives in Grand Rapids. We've had her on before. And she is just someone that is so active in the community. She wants to go to performances. She wants to do things. And she is there. And you see her around town. And she's made such huge strides. But I know she's talked to me about, you know, even an elevator that might be supposedly accessible, she can't reach the buttons, or maybe there's space for her, but there's only her in there, and then she can't choose which floor she's going to. And they thought, oh, it's fine then. You know, we're doing what we're supposed to do to help folks out, but.
It definitely is. You know, a big and complicated issue. But I think, again, that's the whole idea of making sure that people are aware of it is, I think the first step is that people need to know what is going on. So it's cool that she talks about it and brings stuff like that to your attention, because otherwise it's not going to change, you know what I mean? And then holding places accountable too. It's not something that just people with disabilities have to do. You know, if you see a place that's totally inaccessible where you notice a street doesn't have a curb cut, it's okay for you to say something, too, even if you don't have a disability, too. So that's something that I think is important for people to realize what the law is, so they can tell when someone's not following it, so that we can start to, so we don't always have to be the ones who are the only people advocating for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Galen Lee. She's from the Duluth area, singer, songwriter. She's at the 10th Annual Earth Fest this Saturday, 9 to 3. It's in Mountain Iron, and she's performing music, but also giving a talk on the ABCs of disability. So you're in the Duluth area. Any positive strides you've seen in terms of access in the public or for kids with disabilities?
Well, I definitely think, education has gotten, it's hard to say, like, definitely not one size fits all, but I mean, when I was growing up, there was only one school I could go to because it was the only one that had an elevator, and I know that that's not the case anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So things have changed that way. Everybody's needs different things at school, so I don't know. You know, in my experience, I always had, like, the aids that I needed to help me with stuff, but I wouldn't want to make a sweeping generalization that it's awesome now for any kid that goes to school. But,
right.
But and then in terms of public places, you know, the thing that I really love, which is why I talk about the ADA, is, new buildings especially have to be accessible. And that just makes a huge difference, you know, like any new businesses that you see popping up around town that weren't there when I was growing up, are typically accessible. So there's more and more places I can go, which is cool. And I think we're starting to see disability, talked about more often, and there's some really cool activists, who has really brought it up in a positive way. So I don't know. I think it is changing. It's not a super speedy change. If you think about the fact that the ADA was passed 27 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've made as much progress as I wish we had, but
right.
We definitely are. I mean, even 100 years ago, there's no way I would be doing what I'm doing now. If I had been born a while back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is getting better, but there's definitely still work to do.
You mean traveling the world and performing? How cool is that? The last time we talked to you, were you headed to Europe or were you headed on?
I was going to the UK, I believe.
Yeah. How was it?
The last time. It was awesome. It was awesome. We've actually been back since then, too, because we went back in December. And both trips were really, really fun. And then Paul and I just got back from a trip out to like Portland area. And it's been really cool, all the traveling and seeing places and meeting new people. I really like it.
So, Galen, let's go to your music a little bit. What inspired you to start playing music? And at what age?
Yeah. I was 10 years old, and an orchestra came to my school. And I just remember being like, whoa, I love this. And so the next year we had a chance to join. And I did, and luckily I had a teacher that was open-minded and willing to help me adapt the way I play. And so I play like a cello, and I hold my bow like a bass player does. But I've been doing that for a long time, 24 years now.
Wow. That is Galen Lee. She's at the 10th Annual Earth Fest. You can also find lots of information on our website or touring schedule, violinscratches.com. If you need any more information, give us a call at 800-662-5799. Thanks for taking time. Say hi to Clara and Paul, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you. Take care, too, and I'll see you in a little bit.
Sounds great.
Hey, Galen, before you go, we're gonna play Bound by a Thread. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, this song is going to be on the new album. The album comes out on September 7th. It's called Learning How to Stay. And this song is about the ways that we're connected throughout time to each other.
All right. We'll see you a different time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You could have stayed, but you came here instead to fill my life's empty pages.
That's music from Galen Lee at the 10th Annual Earth Fest tomorrow in Mountain Iron. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show.